USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Health and Human Services is preparing to offer booster shots for all Americans beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. As far as why the booster shot is needed, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus as it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
The United States is continuing to work to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to establish control and a new government. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Former President Donald Trump says America needs to get its act together. Speaking on Fox News, the former president calls out high inflation rates that have begun in recent months under the Biden administration.
We have inflation like we haven't seen in a long time. I think it's much worse if you look just at energy. And when energy goes up, everything goes up because it's all about energy. Everything goes up.
Trump also claiming the Biden administration has made the country dependent on foreign energy after his administration made the country energy independent, which, according to President Trump, is leading to higher gas prices that are only continuing to go up.
But gasoline, as you know, was $1.87 when I was leaving office. And now it's going to be up to over $5 very soon.
Pacific Gas and Electric is telling around 51,000 Northern California residents that they could have their power shut off to help prevent wildfires on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Ambassadors in the region are beginning to discuss with the UN how to deal with the Taliban government since the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha, as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Texas Supreme Court is allowing the arrest of House Democrats absent from the second special session. House Speaker Dade Phelan signing 52 warrants empowering law enforcement to bring the Democrats to the state capitol upon their return to Texas. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.